Winnie the World loves Russia.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. I see that you have a tiger. Is that your new pet?
No, but the country I'm going to talk about today has reindeers, polar bears, and tigers living there.
A country that has polar bears and tigers? I've never heard of a country like that. What country is it?
The country is Russia. Russia is the largest country in the world. Russia is so big that the United States can fit into it two times. It's located way up north.
What is the weather like in Russia?
In some parts of Russia, it never thaws. It's always cold. In other parts, it's cold 9 months of the year. Summers are cool and not very hot.
Russia sounds very cold. No wonder there are polar bears living there. But Winnie, you mentioned tigers. I thought tigers lived in hot jungle areas. How can these tigers live in the cold?
These are the rare Siberian tigers. They live in the snow and cold. Their thick fur keeps them very warm.
I've heard of Siberian tigers. I didn't realize they lived where it was so cold. Can you tell us about the people living in Russia? Do they like the cold?
The people in Russia are strong and they like the cold. Russia has lots of land, but not a lot of people to fill the land. Russia's land is twice the size of the United States, yet we have more than twice as many people.
It sounds like even though Russia is big, there are lots of areas where people can't live because it's so cold. Are there Christians in Russia?
Prior to 1991, the communists ruled Russia, and all the churches were closed. People who wanted to worship God had to worship in secret. It was very hard to be a Christian. Many Christians were arrested and put into prisons.
That's really sad, Winnie. What else happened?
Christians found ways to meet together and worship God. They met in homes and in the forests. People from outside Russia snuck in Bibles, and Christians all over the world prayed for the people in Russia.
Prayer is a powerful weapon. It's important for us to pray for people all over the world so they can hear the gospel message. Prayer can open up countries to the gospel. What has BGMC done to help in Russia?
BGMC has provided money to supply the Bible schools with Bibles, books, and materials to train all the new pastors. BGMC has also started up the Royal Rangers program in Russia and has had Sunday school materials translated. BGMC has been a big help in Russia.
The kids here in America help missionaries all over the world with the supplies they need to spread the gospel message. I'm so glad the kids here give their money to missions to reach the lost.
BGMC also helps the churches in Russia with children's ministries materials and equipment. Keep giving to BGMC, kids, because there are lots of needs in Russia and around the world.
And continue to pray for countries like Russia that didn't allow the gospel message to be preached. Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and telling us about Russia. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you see a tiger, remember to pray for the people of Russia. There are still so many who don't believe there is a God. Sing with me as I go.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.